Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Cut the jibber jabber.
Get ready for some hot, hot fun. Wednesday, October 18th, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot, hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figures of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Buzz, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boys. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville.
We'll see you there, baby.
Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, completely Japanese.
Jerry Todd.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jerry Todd.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
The enemies of Whatnot, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, God, do we hate Whatnot.
Whatnot!
Don't say Whatnot. That's an early exit from the show.
Hey, Klaus Kahn.
Yeah.
Be a love.
Yes,
you
got
me with machine number 2 over here.
All right.
There's something stuck in that.
You right, got gum in it?
Is it because it was turned on? Don't know.
Somebody put some crazy glue in it?
Thank ye.
Gorilla glue?
Thank ye.
It's stuck.
Ah, let's see. Oh, hold on. I want to play you this tape. Also want to tell you that we have the winner in the YouTube contest.
Yes.
Now, Bobo, Klaus Kong, tells me that the guy who won our contest, our YouTube contest, mm-hmm. The name that he submitted on YouTube for a TV commercial was Floyd Barber.
Right.
Shock, not his real name.
Yeah.
So we contacted him, or he contacted us.
Via electronic mail.
With a website. And what is the update on the winner, please?
We can call him, and we can speak to him. He just asked we don't use his real name while we talk to him.
Huh.
He doesn't want to. He works in a situation where it might not be good. Nothing bad. It's just more convenient for him.
And aren't we like journalists? Yeah. Isn't that something where... You know, it's kind of like the opposite of what we do. We immediately become curious.
Pentagon. You know, right away I'm thinking it must be somebody in the broadcasting.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got to be somebody in either radio or TV. Or local radio.
Right. Be that as it may. He prefers to use the name Floyd Barber.
Barber, well, he is the winner.
We'll see if you can ring him up.
We crowned him yesterday.
See if you can ring him up right now there, Bobo.
Get him on the hot line.
Because this guy wins some kind of a cash prize.
And he's a mystery man.
That we announced. And the commercial. Oh, and Mike, you got to look now into buying in that time to tell us, tell me.
Thinking about
everybody
that today. I know the lady that I can contact, and I think we can do okay.
All right, Mike and I are going to pool our resources.
We'll try to expand our sphere of influence. You'd be interested. Which are you more interested in, frequency or coverage? Because that's the trade-off right there for what we're going to spend.
On cable TV, I'd say frequency.
Well, then we're going to have to, tell people it's a small little area. That's how we'll do it. The smaller the area, you know, the more frequency you can get. If you want to, if you want to, carve out a little area of that cable world, you know, you can get a lot of frequency, a lot of bang for the buck if it's that small little area.
Like what
like
area?
Where I bought.
Like what?
You know.
Like, oh, you're not talking about programming-wise. You're actually talking about physically, geographically, where in the metro area we buy the commercials.
Frequency and range. You know, for example, like...
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, we can buy the commercials in goddamn Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
Okay, all right.
As long as they're actually running on TV.
Yeah, I guarantee that they'll run. I'll talk to the sweet little old lady that... she won't like me saying that. But I'll talk to the sweet little old lady that I talked to when I ran
So we'll get the commercials on cable TV in the D.C. metro area, as one of the suburbs that's reached by our radio station. And the company will also... put the show, they keep saying now that they're going to buy the adjacent spot to CSI.
Right.
And they keep saying it costs $10,000. And they keep saying this, keep saying it over and over and over. So maybe it'll really happen. Hi, Rob.
Floyd Barber, not at his phone. I left a message, asked him to call back. He told me he'd be in and out of meetings all day.
The mystery.
That's too bad. I'm covering a story. I'd like to get that guy on the air. Tell him his TV commercial that he does.
He's not a congressman.
It's great. Hello, okay. Don and Mike show.
Teeth come out tomorrow morning, fellas.
Oh, it's Robert.
He is. Bob Mills.
Hey, Robert.
How you doing, fellas?
All right, now we're doing great. Maybe you don't know this. Robert the Mailman, good friend of the show, about a year more than that ago, we gave Robert the opportunity to get with a cosmetic dentist,
Dr. J. Samuels,
to yank.
Thank you so much.
To yank, to yank out Robert's really hideous teeth,
yep,
and put in beautiful Regis Philbin, like white, like piano key teeth.
Just gorgeous, I mean, choppers.
Wonderful. I really appreciate it.
But it's an ongoing process. Go ahead.
Don and Michael, great white man.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that endorsement.
Shut up, Rob.
So, Rob, you are...
Rob was just applauding, Robert.
Yeah, so, I know, but I know why he's applauding. So, because you're white.
So, Robert... So, Robert,
black people never get teeth, you know.
So, Robert Mailman, tomorrow you're having... Is it the bottom teeth put in?
Yeah, I got seven left, plus three impacted wisdom teeth, which he might try to take out, but they're actually sideways in the bone.
God, that sounds painful.
Yeah, I sent you guys an x-ray. They have a full frontal x-ray.
Full frontal.
And they look real funky.
Wow. You just got a terrible mouth.
You got like dog teeth.
Yeah, real
and
bad.
And then you're done. So if they do all this, are you done once and for all?
That's it, babe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
You know, that's the great thing about having a radio show, that we don't do stuff like jive-ass DJs do, where it's like to help the community, you get somebody to do something for free.
Right.
No, Robert is just an opinionated, bigoted mailman who we're very fond of.
Figure it out. I'm not a bigot.
Oh, yes, you are.
I hate everybody, Don, not just white people.
Do you hate everybody equally, Robert?
Yes, I do.
So,
hey, stupid black people, yellow... brown, whatever.
Have you found that your new set of choppers has helped you, ladies-wise?
Not at all.
Really?
No, but I did get my picture in a magazine.
I can only imagine what that is.
Jet or Ebony?
It's funny. It's a jet ski magazine.
Well, now, come on. Blacks don't ski?
You know I got a jet ski, Don, and
they had a jet ski
rally a couple months ago, and I got my picture. I'll bring it in tomorrow. I got a picture of myself in the centerfold almost.
What does the caption say?
Wanted. Tall, dark, and handsome on a jet ski.
Wanted.
Wanted.
And I'm smiling with my new choppers, and I look real good.
So what's great about having a radio show is that rather than, like, doing something for someone who really needed it, you know, like with the Christmas wish from the station that cares,
right.
We found a dentist who was willing
to help Robert out.
Do this incredibly,
right down the street.
This incredibly expensive surgery over a year and a half.
Did he ever tell you what the estimate of, if you went out and paid for this, Robert, what that would have cost you?
The reason why I went to you guys, remember, is I tried to go through regular means to get my teeth taken care of.
Right.
And they were talking about $5,000 per tooth to replace.
Wow.
So you're talking about...
$15,000.
Well,
come on, that's funny, Robert.
Real funny, Robert.
That is funny, Robert.
They're using the, each tooth to put in spray cans. You know that, right?
Right.
Anyway, so they said tens of thousands of dollars just to remove the teeth, oral surgery. He sutures the holes up. He does a real good job. He's a real good guy.
Has it improved your breath?
Not really. It still smells like horse ass.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
Well, listen, don't go all T.O. on us with your meds now.
Oh no, no, no! I'm gonna take the pain, man. You know me. I'm a man. I don't need I'll be wide awake the whole time.
All right, God, no, you won't.
Well, let us know what's happening with the rest of your new teeth tomorrow. And as we say goodbye, let's once again remember the late Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
Who could have had those teeth.
Yeah, yeah, he could have.
For some reason,
them.
He refused.
And I took that present from you guys in stride. I really appreciate it.
And, Robert, we appreciate you. Appreciate it. Of course, Dennis is alive as far as breathing and
yeah, he has his own restaurant now.
Eating and processing food like humans do.
Uh-huh. I think it's a restaurant and convenience store, Robert.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Like a 7-Eleven.
I think it's a whole entertainment complex.
But our
former
like
friend... Our former friend Dennis Murphy has given us the cold shoulder and the cold stump after he showed up when Mike threw out the sang the national anthem
right.
Threw out the first ball at
he gave us that wonderful reaction to the fireworks though,
at the minor league park.
That was a fairly decent performance.
That was a good one.
But what
Dennis.
Did he do after that? Did he let us down after that? Or?
Well, we've just never heard from him. We wanted to hear about his restaurant. We contacted him.
He came
him.
Out to our last Reno style show.
He was at Hooters. The last
I know
night.
What it was.
What?
It was the fact that Rob dicked around with him at Hooters.
Oh, that's
Remember,
right.
Remember, he was waiting outside. And at one point, Rob came up to me and said, hey, I've had Dennis waiting outside like for a half hour. Because they were too crowded. They wouldn't let him in.
It
right.
was capacity. I'm no fire marshal. This was right. everybody's safety.
<That's> right. so maybe it's a little less with
and
Dennis.
And then I saw him later that evening, and he gave me his business card. And showing me about his new
oh, that's
enterprise.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I lost it.
He gave me the card as well, and I remember I ripped
you
it up.
You lost it, too.
I ripped it up in front of him.
Oh,
no,
that's right.
And put it in his shirt pocket.
But he doesn't call the show with any frequency whatsoever anymore.
I have his business card in my wallet, but my wallet's over there, and you know, we should move on.
We should really
anyway, on. These teeth being enjoyed by Robert the Mailman could have been Dennis Murphy's. Mm-hmm. But
you know, in all fairness to Robert the Angry Mailman, I will tell you, Dennis's mouth far more. Of a challenge than Robert's.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Dennis's mouth, there are teeth that are pointing in different directions. It really looks like if you go into one of those Luray caverns, that's what his lower deck looks like.
Wolfen.
And stalagmites. And stalagmites.
All right, Robert, we got to fly.
All right, fellas. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chip.
What'd you call him?
Chip.
The best line of all, though. $5,000 a tooth, Rob says, that's $15,000. God.
I get jokes.
That's my mailman.
That is a good joke.
And he is really Rob's mailman.
He truly is.
That's what makes it great as well. Oh, okay, let me, excuse me.
Wow.
That tastes good.
How about you?
Give you just a second of this, because I find it to be very embarrassing.
This is you with your inaugural radio shift
right.
at WLS in Chicago, mm-hmm. your dream gig, the gig you always wanted.
Right. When I was growing up, there were three people that really influenced me in radio. One was Harv Moore, who, of course, attacked me sexually.
Touched you. Hey, little Donnie, how are you?
And then there was...
Bob Moore, the morning mayor. Got a little boy that's winging his way down to the studio right now in his orange crate.
John Landecker, who I mentioned, who worked at WLS. And then when I got to work there, this other guy, Steve Dahl.
Right.
These are the three guys that did radio that really influenced me, and I don't mind giving them credit. You know, they're pretty good guys to listen to, and I got to know
You don't
all
hear
three
that in radio very often.
That's true.
You never. Don't hear that in radio at all.
Never.
Not that I'm aware of.
I got to meet all of them and know all of them, and, you know, some better than others.
You know, I think it's really nice that you do give people credit that were influences on you. And I'd like to do the same thing, because I never do that. I never talk to who my mentors were.
Yes.
Ann Coulter. Thank you very much. She's a lot older than people give her credit for.
I guess.
Yeah. She made me what I am today. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, now that's in a personal way, though. She made you what you are today.
Well, I think you can be influenced in your career and also personally in the ways of love.
So there's this station that I always wanted to work at that this guy, John Landecker, worked at. And it was a big 50,000-watt clear channel station. You could hear it from anywhere in America.
Yep.
And at the time, I was working in Los Angeles, and I was making pretty good dough. Like, I was making 45 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida was making, I don't know, 35 grand a year. It was 1981, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And WLS called me and said, we have an opening. Do you want it? And I said, yes.
Right.
And hung up the phone and called Frida and said, my God, we're moving. The WLS called. She said, okay. What's the pay? And I swear to God, I said, I didn't even ask.
Right.
I did not even ask. I said, I don't care what the pay is. As it turned out, the pay sucked.
Oh, wow.
The pay was a lot less than I thought it was going to
be. Like half, right?
Yeah. Well, half of what Frieda and I combined were making.
Oh, okay. All right.
So she had to get a job. She wasn't thrilled about that. She had to go to Chicago and find a job.
But it was WLS. Anybody in this business knows that is the radio station. Yeah.
So, you know, they hire me and they say, now listen, here's the deal. You make this money now, and then you wait until this guy leaves, and then you take his job, and then your salary gets doubled. But for now, you take this guy's job, and you take this money, and you just shut up.
You're in the door.
So, anyway, I'm just nervous as hell. I heard this, and I think it sucks. So let's just hear a bit of this.
All right.
Just
1982.
82. Here we go. First night of the Big 89.
WLS Music Radio. 40 minutes commercial-free rock and roll. Todd Geronimo at free Fleetwood Mac concert tickets and a brand-new album. Just call it when you hear the touch tone this hour. Saturday night, how many people will be hearing this line tonight? Think I'm in love.
Yeah. You don't sound tight at all.
You don't sound uptight.
You know that I enjoy mocking you as much as you enjoy mocking me.
It is the jive, and I hear people will be saying this tonight. I think I'm in love.
But the thing is, you don't sound nervous.
Wait until you hear.
You sound lower, you know, energy. You're not.
Wait
not
till as, you hear with no music.
Okay.
WLS, Don Geronimo working the hit lines tonight with a request for Brown Sugar, right?
But, you have to play it safe.
Okay, this is also an abortion. this is also very embarrassing. You know, right? You work at the station, they allow you to do phone bits, okay, which means you can record people and put them on the air.
Right.
But this is my first night, and I'm desperate. I'm seriously desperate. So virtually anybody that calls, I'm going to try to turn into some stupid radio bit.
Okay.
And it's not like we do now. It's not live.
Right.
They're taping the calls. The engineer is taping the call.
Okay.
And then we come back from the break and I say, put that one on the air. Go. And just, it's awful. It's just really awful. Where's the thing? For goodness sakes.
WLS.
No, we heard that one. Hey, Rob, how do you?
WLS.
Oh, never mind.
WLS, Don Geronimo working the hit lines tonight with a request for Brown Sugar, right?
But you have to play it soon because my husband's out painting the house and he doesn't listen to rock and roll. So when he comes in, we have to change to the country and western station.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, gee. Well, maybe we could fool him and have him think that WLS is a country station.
Oh, okay.
You know? Do you think he'd be able to tell the difference if I played the Rolling Stones and said it's Conway Twitty and Merle Haggard? Do you think we could fool him? I mean, they do sound pretty much alike, the Stones and Conway Twitty.
Oh, yeah, a whole lot of them.
Okay, well, hey, this is Country Radio, WLS, with Conway Twitty and Brown Sugar.
I don't think that would fool him at all, but...
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Too late now, huh?
Fewer commercials mean more music on WLS.
WLS. A lot of people on the toll roads tonight up to Alpine Valley for Kenny Loggins, REO and Survivor at Poplar Creek, and 38 special tonight at Marriott's Great America.
Yeah. Tight, tight, tight.
Always. WLS working for the weekend, 720 in Chicago with Don Geronimo. WLS radar weather, sticky tonight, humid, low only about 65, up to 85 tomorrow.
Here's the part without the music, for goodness. Just awful, though.
You're torturing yourself.
So it's so bad. It's like, hey, maybe we can make them think WLS is a country station. Hey, tonight, it's 38 special at Poplar Creek. If it's written down, I'm going to read it because I'm so nervous. Let me just get to the part where there's...
Hey, you're working on WLS.
I know.
You're a state of the art.
Hold on.
That's how it was at the time.
This place. Yeah. Fast forward this.
That sounds
where Casey Kasem counts down the American.
Yeah, this is where I do get nervous, in my opinion.
All roads tonight up to Alpine Valley for Kenny Loggins, REO and Survivor at Poplar Creek. 38 special tonight at Marriott's Great America. WLS working for the weekend, 720 in Chicago with Don Geronimo. Radar weather, sticky tonight, humid, low only about 65, up to 85 tomorrow. Good night to head out like to a place like the Rockford Speedway. Take off your shirt and drink a lot of warm beers with your warm, close friends. It's a great time.
That's funny, huh?
WLS.
Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm delivering pizzas in Mokia.
Here comes another phone call.
Who do you work for?
Jim's Pizza.
Big Jim's Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could play Fungal in the Jungle by Jethro Tull.
Well, let's see. One request. That equals out to...
Four pizzas, right?
No, for you, three with everything.
Everything.
Hey, what radio station is the pizza man's choice?
WRS, definitely.
Get those pizzas out here now.
Walking. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
You know, you don't sound nervous, but you're confident, I can tell you are.
Music radio, this is kind of like Radio 4 play. I keep saying, you want Fleetwood Mac? You got to wait a couple more minutes for them. Actually, in the next 15 minutes, you'll just be caller 15, and you'll win free Fleetwood Mac concert tickets and the new album, too, WLS. AM stereo. I know a lot of you moms are putting the youngsters to bed right about now. A little evening lullaby, Van Halen. Don Geronimo, 736 from WLS. You know, Van Halen, the group has a rider in their contract that says wherever they perform in concert, they got to have like 5 one-pound bags of M&Ms before the show. But there can be no orange ones. So like when they go to the Rosemont Horizon... Some schmucks got to sit there and pick all of the orange M&Ms out, or else Van Halen won't play.
Fascinating.
That's pretty temperamental. I mean, there are other big stars who don't have those quirks. I mean, E.T. doesn't care what color his Reese's Pieces are.
Yeah.
LS, a lot of free money for you with our LS cards. If you don't have one yet, here's how to get one. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Box 10219. E.T. want WLS card. Box 10219, Chicago, 60610. We'll mail you a card back, then listen for Larry Lujak to read your name in the morning. Win $1,000 if you hear it.
Choice, sponsored by the U.S. Navy.
It's Monday only. Webolt's one-day sale. Save State Street only. Save 30 to 70%. WLS, where Casey Kasem counts down the American Top 40 again tomorrow morning starting at 9. Brought to you by delicious sugar-free Diet Right Cola, the national taste test winner. Public service reminder now from WLS. The 9th annual Glen Ellen Oktoberfest is September 16 and 17 on Main Street in downtown Glen Ellen. All the festivities start both days at noon. I feel a touch tone coming on now. Fleetwood Mac concert tickets, the brand new album. 591-8900. You get them both. Caller 15. Just tell me you listen to WLS. WLS. Don Geronimo, an American DJ doing the best.
Now, is that the first time you ever worked with an engineer across from you?
Yeah.
And was that a little freaky to do that?
Yeah, because you would tape this stuff during the commercial.
Right.
And then you'd have to point to him to start the tape. And, like, when it was time to start the next record, you'd have to point at him again.
So you would tape the callers.
Right.
You didn't have to tape anything else during the okay.
We'll give you 2 pavilion seats to see Fleetwood Mac concert, furnished by Alpine Valley, and we'll throw out a free copy of their Mirage album, furnished by Warner Brothers, so you know all the words to the songs that they'll be singing. What's your favorite radio station?
WLS.
Yeah, hey, friendly. How you doing?
You don't sound happy.
I'm nervous.
WLS Music Radio, Huey Lewis in the news. 7:51 in Chicago, Don Geronimo at WLS.
Almost done.
Casey Kasem counts down the American Top 40 tomorrow morning at 9. Then Jeff Davis counts down Chicago's Top 45s in order. Tomorrow night starting at 6, it's the Music Radio Countdown here at WLS. Another 40 minutes of commercial-free rock will start in just a second. If you're on your way to any of the concerts tonight, maybe Kenny Loggins, REO, Survivor out of Poplar Creek.
Shut up, Dick.
Special. Give me a call tonight. 5-9.
You don't want to hear from these people about these concerts?
The shows. Something else to keep in mind tonight.
What's that,
if you're
ass?
Swinging single, it's National Singles Week.
Hey, here's a joke.
This is the final day of National Singles Week in the United States, and also... It's the last day of National Farm Safety Week. So I thought what you could do maybe is combine the two of them, go to a singles bar, and bring a cattle prod with you. Hi, what's your...
Check Texas Instruments TI-35.
Jesus Christ.
Under his helmet, and I'm not fibbing to you. Thank you.
Jello pudding for everybody. WLS. Be quiet. John Lennon, thud, and woman next on the Big 89. WLS radar weather, cloudy and warm tonight. Cloudy and sticky again on Sunday.
That's right, boy.
Rain, thunderstorm.
Just keep reading.
In the afternoon. That'll be continuing into Monday, too. Low tonight.
Don't put any personality into it.
85. Jeez, it's warm outside at the lakefront. 87. Beaches, 87. And the official Chicago temp, 85 degrees.
How'd you like playing that on your first shift, though? Huh?
Love that.
Yeah, that had to be fun.
WLS AM 89.
Oh, let's hear that one.
No,
I can listen all day.
A lot of people on the phones tonight going to see REO and Survivor at Poplar Creek. Now, last night,
ass! Stupid ass! First night on the one radio station I've wanted to work on my whole life. And all I keep doing is, I ever go to this concert tonight? My sphincter is way tight. I got people calling me from Nebraska.
Jesus, you did well. Don't beat yourself up.
I think it stinks.
It's in the past.
But I want to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Because really, I have two parts of my radio life. There was BM before Mike,
right,
when I was a top 40 DJ.
Right.
And I'm very proud of that part of my career. But then there's when I started working with Mike.
Right.
And we moved into an entire different direction.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we started working together, we were still playing a lot of records.
And
very, very shortly after that, you made sure that we didn't have to play any records.
I think you.
And that's when the fun started.
I think I told you before, and I do feel this way. For a while after we started working together, I would always think of, well, what I did, on the radio before Mike.
Right.
And all these great stations I worked at, blah, blah, blah. Well, now I've worked with you so goddamn long,
right,
almost 21 years. Mm-hmm. Now our show seems to overshadow this other stuff. And rightly so.
I would think so, yeah. Yes. I mean, believe me, the track record is, it was, you didn't even mention it, did you? I mean, it was Kiss FM in Los Angeles, one of the great radio stations,
yep,
in LA that you worked in, and you went to WLS. And anybody who was in this business, myself included, WLS was top of the mountain. I don't care if you're working at 2 o'clock in the morning. I would have a tight sphincter if I was working there.
Awful, yeah. Awful first night, though.
No, not awful.
Hey, if you're going to concerts, a lot of people going to concerts. Hey, get out your WLS.
Well, weren't the engineers, like all engineers, and the union guys that were just kind of curmudgeon-y, and they wouldn't help at all?
They would look at you. You would be looking for an audience.
Yeah.
And they would look at you like, I got a hemorrhoid that's killing me.
Right.
I mean, really, the engineer.
I would imagine that would contribute a little bit, especially, late at night. When you go into a radio station for a new shift, especially if it was an early morning shift, or, you go in there, you're all by yourself. You don't have to worry that much. But as soon as you have somebody else you have to interact with,
right,
it gets a little tense.
Remember what made it so weird would be, like, during the record, I would say to the guy, okay, let's roll tape. And he'd be like, of course it would be an imposition. He'd be like,
yeah.
You would just hear it through the intercom. You go, roll tape on what? I would say, on the phones. On the phones. There you go, okay. And you'd hear this. All the way to the back of the room where the old man would start the tape. You'd go, okay. And then I would just start answering calls because you want to find one you can put on the air.
Right.
It would be like, WLS. Yeah, will you play Kiss? Yeah, I'll try to play. You're looking at this guy. And when I finally get one that I think is worth being on the air, and obviously all of those suck, he would look at me like, you want to put that on the air?
Are you sure?
Yeah,
God, would he really say it like that?
Now,
was it his responsibility to cut it and pop it over the record and time it out
It was my responsibility to time it out.
Okay.
And I would do the math in my head, and I would say to him, like, we're going to jump in early on the ass of this record. And,
right.
These guys are not ready for this. Like, at one point, I said to the guy, pick up the phone call when the kid says, or the woman says, can you play a record for me?
Right.
And he said, now this is during the record, the engineer on the intercom says to me, why don't we just pick it up from where you pick up the phone? I said, because I'm going to get on the air and pretend that I'm taking the call live, and I'm going to talk, and it sounds different, the microphone, when you're recording and
right,
when you're actually live on the air. So I said,
which you had learned at another radio station, obviously.
Said,
this guy hadn't done it.
So I said, just pick it up from the spot where the... And he would shake his head like, okay,
right,
if that's the way you want to do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Really?
That's the did they ever warm up those guys? Did they ever get, you know, fuzzy?
Yeah, what happened was...
I guess you'd get guys that you liked and guys you didn't like.
Yeah, right? I ended up getting George. Mm-hmm. His name was something like Stephanopoulos. It was really, he was a Greek guy.
Right.
And he ended up being really my number one board op.
Oh, good. Right.
Because if you got...
Did you pick and choose the guys you wanted?
Yeah, but you had to get along with the guy, and then, like, you had to, you know, party with the guy or go have dinner with the guy and, mm-hmm. you know, or... bring him cigarettes or whatever
right,
it is
right.
that he wanted. Because if they wanted to, they could be real pricks.
Right.
They could
completely torpedo you, I would imagine, if you had an attitude, right?
On more than one, because it was such a strict union shop,
right.
there was a rule that the disc jockey could not touch anything.
Okay.
Right? You were in a room that just had a microphone
and that's it.
And your copy.
And a button for the microphone, right?
No, you didn't even have that.
Oh, my God.
What you had was you had to give him a sign to say, turn it on, and then give him the sign to turn it off. You had nothing. Sometimes, and I got written up for this, with these engineers, because they would just sit on their fat asses waiting for their next shift. Buzz knows about these Chicago Radio Union. So if I'd be on the air with George, the engineer... And a record was on that was 3 minutes long, and he was trying to cut up something on the telephone. I'm like, take out this part and put in this part. Cut out the part in the middle where the kid said he didn't want to hear that song. If he wasn't moving fast enough, sometimes what I would do is I would just leave my studio and go to his studio where he had old-fashioned tape recorders.
Right.
And he had a grease pencil and
old way of editing tape.
And a razor blade. And he would cut the edit the tape. I would just go in there and say, hey, George. Just get out of the way. Let me do it myself. Because that's how I'd always done it myself at every other station
right.
I was at. And it would be like, and I would get it queued up to the right spot, and I'd say, great. Well, like the third time I did that, mm-hmm. I got called into the GM's office.
Yes.
And he said, you're violating union law.
Right.
Like they filed a grievance against you.
Yep.
Engineers saw you go into the studio, and George, now... Could not fault him for this.
No, right.
Because he would have gotten fired immediately. Said that I verbally overpowered him to say, you're doing it wrong. I must do it.
Wow.
He had to say something to his fellow union guy.
And then he still worked with George after that?
Yeah, I worked with him afterwards. But their whole point was, you can't touch anything, and we're a union shop.
Right.
And if we don't do stuff fast enough for you... Mr. New Disc Jockey, well, you can kiss my big, flabby ass.
Wow.
And so they wrote me up.
Yeah.
They wrote
wow.
me up. And I had to go to a union meeting.
Really?
Where they actually discussed what happened. You know,
wow.
And it's like, I'm sitting there in a tribal council thing. Totally not understanding.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Totally not understanding it.
Always fun to go up before those hearings.
I got a grievance.
Okay. Oh, what'd you get one for?
I didn't have to go to the union meeting, but it was for actually building equipment that the engineers just never got around to making. So I built it for them.
Oops. Really?
And then it had to be, under the union rules, it had to be torn down by a union engineer who then copied my design, rebuilt it, and hung it back up.
Do you remember what you built?
Yeah, it was a light to let you know when the phone was ringing.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz Burbank, boy genius.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
It's nice that you reached puberty since your WLS days. You really didn't even sound like yourself on the tape.
Well, that's one reason I played it, because I was very, very nervous. I have other tapes where I sound more like myself, you know, but that was the first night, and I was nervous as hell.
If I had to guess, if you said, all right, choose who this is, I would have guessed it was Mike instead of you. It sounded so different.
Well, all right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Quiet.
You have a good
one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's a compliment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to take that. I'm sitting over here deciphering that, you know, and I'm going, yeah, what? Eh?
I know.
If I played, you know, you play your stuff, you notice that my tapes are in the deep, dark archive.
You know, but
I'm not a pack rat. I've never, you know what? I couldn't find them
I have always extended the invitation, because Mike worked like a country radio station.
I worked at a country radio station. I did a morning show at a little adult contemporary. I had the very first station I worked at was adult contemporary. What would they call that now? I mean, how would
pussy
you?
Pussy music.
It's pussy music,
adult
like elevator. It's adult.
No,
it's like Wash FM here in D.C. And they changed it to a country station. I didn't know one single country artist at all.
Right.
And so that's why when I got on the air, I said that was Janie Frick, because it was F-R-I-C-K-E, and her name was pronounced in the country circles Fricky. I was giving it the ye olde English.
Right.
And the program director called me and said, Her name is Fricky. If you can't figure out the names of these artists, I'll come down and finish your shift for you. And that was Jim Randall. You remember that guy?
Yeah, sure.
Jim Randall. Big Jim Randall with a cowboy hat and a big belt buckle.
J.R.
But I mean, really, I mean, I worked in, you know, exclusively small markets before coming to D.C.
But if you could bring those tapes, if you ever find them.
I might find them at home, but
please
Jesus
bring
Christ,
them out.
I have no idea. You got to remember, my life, if you look at my life, it's like, you know, every 7 years or so, I'm nomadic. I have to strike the camp and, you know, take all my stuff in the dead of night and get out of there and move into another place.
Well, you see, I was a disc jockey of some note. Actually go and buy tapes of my show.
Yes. You won't be able to find tapes of my shows, that's for sure.
No,
I guarantee that nobody's got a Bay Country 103 tape floating around.
There's this one, what is that? Is it California Air Chucks?
Right.
Right. They're still in business today. It's a way for disc jockeys to hear what other DJs around the country are
right,
doing.
Right.
They used to, I don't know, put my stuff on there sometimes, like right. my older stuff. And then they started putting our new stuff on there.
Right.
This was like when we were still doing mornings, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And we bitched about it one day on the radio. And since then,
nothing.
Our stuff didn't get put up there because,
wow.
like, we talked. We were so full of piss and vinegar, like we're not now. But we really were like, you know, hey, dude, that's copyright infringement. And like, you're selling a tape of our show, man.
Right.
You're selling tape. You're taking money out of our pocket.
Hey, you know what we were doing? We were filling time. That's what we were doing. Right. It was something to bitch about.
Of course we were.
That's all it was.
What have we just been doing for the last 25 minutes? Filling time. Oh, we do have the winner of our Don and Mike ad, the YouTube guy, Floyd Barber, is on the telephone.
Very good. I look forward to meeting this mysterious man.
Chat with him. And and we got to do our fantasy football, too. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.